This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 33 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while some folks may call that a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we are here for you on The Bright Side. We love hearing from you. Our number, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions about the longevity products or health challenge or skin health challenge if you may be dealing with, or our True Skin Health products or formulations, ingredients, if you have a comment or success story you'd like to share, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you want to purchase longevity products, call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470, or head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com and purchase longevity products right off the website, or sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team off the website as well. And don't forget to take a look at our True Skin Health products. Got holiday specials and new products up at truthtreatments.com. Everything your skin needs and nothing it doesn't. All Truth Treatment products can be found at truthtreatments.com. truthtreatments.com. All right, welcome back to The Bright Side. We have been talking about eczema. We've talked about the skin for a while. I love talking about the skin. Skin is a poster child for the entire body because it actually has everything. Every part of the body has every other part of the body in it. It's all holographic. But the skin is, there's something very special about the skin. For one thing, it's on the outside. And that means it's going to be subject to forces that the other parts of the body that are located on the inside aren't. Obviously, it's on the outside. Also, it means we have access to it, both visual access to it. We can see what's happening. So when something's on the skin, we can kind of see what's happening. And also, because we have visual, because it's on the outside of the body, we can leverage its ability to be a dosage form or a route of administration of dosages. You can use it to get stuff into the body. So you got a bunch of very unusual and interesting things going on with the skin, and it makes it a very fascinating organ to study. Most importantly, however, got to recognize that even though the skin is on the outside of the body, and even though it is sort of special in that way, we can access it visually and we can use it as a route of administration, and it's kind of a way of seeing what's going on in the inside, etc. The skin is still not divorced from the body. It is part of the body, and it requires kind of you have to use your imagination, because it's not obvious. You have to kind of imagine that the skin is linked into the rest of the body, because from just a visual standpoint, it looks like something is on the outside, and it doesn't look like it has anything to do with the inside, but it does. And that's so important to understand from two directions. Number one, it means if you want to take care of the outside, you got to work on the inside. And number two, it means if you got a problem on the outside, you got a problem on the inside. No matter what the problem is, even if it's just this mild little problem like hyperpigmentation, dark spots, or dry skin, say, these are problems that are indicating biochemical breakdowns in outside the body. This all has to do with the nature of the skin as a defensive organ, as a protective organ. The three main areas of the body that are protective in the sense that they have to interact with the outside world, so they got to have a protection. They have to have a defensive role. They're barriers, if you will, between the inside and the outside, or the digestive tract, the respiratory tract, and the skin. And these three elements in the body work together. And they work together in the sense that if you have a problem in one, it's very easy to have a problem in the other. They're actually one kind of system, those three parts, the respiratory tract, the skin, and the digestive system. In a way, they're integrated into a unified whole, a unified barrier. They are a unified barrier, and you want to look at it that way, because you got to use your imagination, I understand, because it doesn't look like the skin's connected to the digestive system. It doesn't look like the skin is connected to the lungs or the respiratory tract. It doesn't appear that way, so you got to use your imagination. And you've got to see these three systems as one barrier. And that's why we know that people have eczema have higher rates of asthma. When you have a digestive problem, it's likely to show up on the skin. When you have eczema, skin problem, you're more likely to have asthma and digestive problems. They all go together. And they all go together because from a chemical standpoint, they use the same language. They use the same chemical language. Chemistry in the body is like a language. And the cells have ears that respond to the words of the biochemical system. Each biochemical can be thought of as a word, and the words are listened to by the cells. The words are command words. Hormones are classic command word, but one of the really interesting command words, like hormones, is not quite as durable. There's a command where they're instantaneous. Hormones are pretty fast, too, but hormones tend to stick around a little bit longer, relatively speaking. These other words, command words, are called cytokines. Now, if you're involved in health at all, you've certainly heard of the cytokines, but even if you're not, more and more we're talking about cytokines as a cause of disease. Cyto means cell, always. Cyte means cell, and kines means movement. A cytokine is a command that tells the cells to move, especially the white blood cells and the cells of the immune system. It makes things happen. Cytokines make things happen. In fact, pretty much nothing happens without a cytokine involved. Interleukin, if you ever heard of interleukin or interferon, those are two classic types of cytokines. There's interleukin 6, interleukin 10, interferon for cancer, etc. All of these are part of they're cytokines, part of the cytokine family. And the thing about the cytokines is they're command words that affect the entire body. This is so important because it accounts for comorbidity. One of my all-time favorite words in clinical chemistry, is comorbidity. Comorbidity means co, together. Morbid means disease or sick or dying. Comorbid. These are multiple symptoms that happen together. So we know that if you have eczema, you're often comorbid with asthma, for example. Psoriasis is often comorbid with arthritis, for example. So these things go together. When you have comorbidities, that says there's something in common here. A comorbidity tells you there's something in common. What's in common is the defensive system. The cytokines. The cytokines are like the soldiers of the immune system, of the inflammation system. And we've been talking about eczema for a while. I don't want to get too off on just eczema, but it really is kind of a troublesome condition, and nobody really knows how to address it. Doctors tell you its cause is mysterious, but if you dive into the biochemistry, you could start to see things. You see cytokines, for example, the same cytokines that are responsive to the digestive system. So the same cytokines that are in the respiratory tract, the respiratory tract is responsive to. Cytokines are like the soldiers of the immune system. When the immune system is active, that's like the army. And the concept is, the idea is that you have a war between the inside world and the outside world. There's a battle. So there's a defensive response if the outside world sneaks into the inside world. That means the blood for the most part. And the soldiers, the cytokines, they go to war. And when the soldiers, the cytokines, go to war against something that's causing an eczema, for example, oftentimes you're going to have a digestive system, or sorry, when something causes a digestive issue, oftentimes you're going to have eczema that goes with it. It's a comorbid effect based on the same inflammatory chemicals and accounts for the skin-gut connection as well as other comorbidities. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back after this.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7. On the archive page at brightsideben.com, also pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com for Youngevity products. Or if you want to join the Youngevity Brightside Ben team, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And you can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. All right. We're talking about cytokines. Not all cytokines are bad, by the way. Cytokines are the soldiers of inflammation, but some of the cytokines turn on the growth response. When you exercise, you actually produce cytokines that antagonize other cytokines. In fact, that's one of the reasons why exercise can be so beneficial to folks who are dealing with inflammation. And I'm talking microinflammation. I think that's important now. We should probably make that distinction. I know I make it periodically, but it's a very important distinction because, like with the outside, how we have to use our imagination when we're connecting the skin up with the inside, we also have to use our imagination, intuition, if you will, when we're considering microinflammation versus macroinflammation. Cytokines are involved in the microinflammatory response. They're also involved in the macroinflammatory response. But what I'm talking about is the small microscopic inflammation that we don't know we have until it's too late. We don't know we have microscopic inflammation until something either visible shows up on our skin or we start to feel pain somewhere. Microinflammation is going on from the day we're born, probably in utero, but definitely from the day we're born, microinflammation is taking place. It's just part of life. Usually it's in balance and it's in check. The microinflammatory components are in check, are being checked by the anti-inflammatory or anti-microinflammatory chemicals or molecules. Cytokines are both. They balance things out. So when it comes to cytokines, by the way, they're the quick-acting version of hormones. Not any hormones, but a special kind of hormones. Cytokines are water-soluble, so they disappear quickly. But there's another kind of hormone that does the same thing that cytokines do, that mobilizes the defense system. I'm not even going to tell you what those are called. It's a real complicated name. Well, they're called eicosanoids. And the cool thing about the eicosanoids, they act like the cytokines, and they work together. Is that's where aspirin comes from. That's where aspirin's effects come from, I should say. This fundamental system of inflammation, the cytokines and the eicosanoids, are how our anti-inflammatory drugs work. They shut down the cytokines. They shut down the eicosanoids. Or they block them. Or they somehow change the way that they work. All of these are taking advantage of built-in chemistry. All these drugs are taking advantage of built-in chemistry in the body. The built-in chemistry of the body is what kicks in, the built-in healing chemistry, the built-in defensive chemistry, the built-in protective chemistry is what's kicking in when we get sick. And it's especially true about the three boundary or the three barrier or three defensive systems, the digestive tract, the respiratory tract, and the skin. And it's why eczema is connected, and all health challenges are, on the skin are connected to the rest of the body. And that's why when you're addressing the skin, you want to address it at the causal level. Because when you're secreting cytokines from your skin, those cytokines are floating around in your blood. And they're affecting everything in the body. The skin is the body's largest organ. It covers everything. When it's secreting cytokines, like when you have eczema, that means your body is being flooded with them. That puts you at higher risk for every single health challenge you can name, including, by the way, depression and Alzheimer's and dementias and brain health issues. Yes, people with eczema long-term chronic have higher risks of brain health issues. I haven't seen anything about dry skin, but the same is probably true. If you don't address your cytokine issue, eczema we're taking for an example, but dry skin is also partially a cytokine issue. Talk about that here in the coming days. I don't even say partially. It's probably all a cytokine issue. Everything that we consider dysfunctional in the skin is a manifestation of these cytokines. When they're elevated, long-term chronic, they can't help but get in the blood. That means you're going to run higher risks of other diseases. That's why if you're just using a moisturizer on your dry skin, or if you're just using a steroid cream on your eczema, you're missing a golden opportunity to add years to your life. You're missing a golden opportunity to reduce your risk of other diseases. But if you take care of the eczema at the cytokine level, if you take care of any health issue at the cytokine level, you will now reduce your risks of dementia, your risks of cardiac arrhythmias and heart problems and heart disease, your risks of everything. This is the nature of the body as a system. The cytokine connection is what weaves all the different parts together. The body's seemingly, it's not really separate, but seemingly separate parts are all woven together through threads called cytokines, as well as eicosanoids and other chemicals. And when you see a problem on the outside that's driven by cytokines and you correct it, guess what? You're correcting it everywhere in the body. And that's why understanding the nature of the skin as integrated with the whole body is important, not just for the skin. It's definitely important for taking care of the skin. Can't take care of the skin effectively without understanding this, but for taking care of your health challenges later on down the road. There's lots of ways that you can do this, by the way, to control cytokines. Most importantly is you reduce the offending agent. That's always the most important step. Always. In fact, for any health challenge, if you understand this whole mechanism of microinflammation and defense and cytokines, etc., for any health challenge, anything, you stop the offending agent from getting into the body, i.e. the blood. When we talk about getting in the body, we mean the blood. You stop the offending agent. It's always the first step in any breakdown, whether it's eczema or heart disease or autoimmunity or diabetes or whatever. Whatever your health challenge is, you always stop the offending agent. Then you stabilize the immune system. Now, when it comes to the skin, there's lots of ways to stabilize the immune system. Fats are incredibly important for stabilizing the immune system, especially essential fatty acids. Essential fatty acids, by the way, get turned into not cytokines, but cytokines' fatty partner, the eicosanoids. Essential fatty acids are they're the precursor to the fatty part of the inflammation system. The inflammation system has fats and water, like everything else, all the other chemistry. And the EFAs get turned into the fatty stuff, the fatty hormones of inflammation and anti-inflammation. They have a stabilizing effect. Essential fatty acids have a stabilizing effect on a jumpy immune system. Now, that means deficiencies in essential fatty acids will make your immune system more jumpy. And many people, in fact, I would say most people, unless you're supplementing, are going to be deficient in essential fatty acids. That means most people are going to be predisposed to having a jumpy immune system. Can you see a problem here? A jumpy immune system is not a good idea. And most of us are going to be predisposed largely because we're deficient in fats, either intake or absorption or both. Especially essential fatty acids, omega-6s and omega-3s. And you need both, by the way. I hear people talking about how we get too many omega-6s, and that is not true. We get too many oils that should have omega-6s in them, but we don't get too many omega-6s. You need them both. And in fact, the skin, or skin cells, I should say, is really dependent. Skin cells and skin secretions are really dependent on omega-6s. The barrier requires omega-6s, an effective skin barrier. Omega-3s have a calming and an anti-inflammatory effect, but to stimulate healing and to improve barrier function and secretions for people with dry skin, or for that matter, oily skin, omega-6s are super duper important. All right, I'm pharmacist Ben, 844-236. 6010 is our number. We'll be back on the bright side right after this.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler says the evidence against President Trump in the impeachment probe is overwhelming.
We have a very lock solid case. I think the case we have, if presented to a jury, would be a guilty verdict in about 3 minutes flat.
Nadler previewed Monday's impeachment hearing on CNN's State of the Union. Nadler says there could be a vote this week on articles of impeachment against President Trump. Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz, who is on the committee, was on ABC's This Week. He called the probe one-sided.
This impeachment is exclusively supported by Democrats in Congress. It's not just that Democrats can't persuade people like me who support the president. They can't even persuade Republicans like Will Hurd, who are critics of the president, to support this impeachment.
President Trump tweeted that Democrats are now changing the rules. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here. Got lines open. Got a bunch of lines open. 844-236-6010 is our number. And if you are on hold, hang tight. We'll get you here momentarily. If you want to purchase longevity products, call 866-735-2470 or head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All right, let's see. I'll get your calls here just a sec. 844-236-6010 from the journal Cell Press. Humans co-evolved with immune-related diseases, and it's still happening. This is an interesting article. In the past, people's lifespans were much shorter, so inflammatory and autoimmune diseases, which usually appear in the second half of life, were not so relevant. People didn't live a long time. So it turns out that one of the best, the body's best, this is reading from the article here, one of the body's best defenses against infectious diseases is inflammation. Inflammation is a protective response. There seems to be a balance, quote, humans evolved to build defenses against diseases, but we're not able to stop disease from happening, so the benefit we obtain on one hand also makes us susceptible to new disease, more sensitive to new diseases on the other. The protective response itself sensitizes the body. This is the whole issue with the inflammatory system being really, really important, but really, really being a problem. And this is why strengthening the immune system, the inflammatory system, is critical from both directions for all disease, all chronic diseases, all inflammatory, pretty much all inflammatory diseases are chronic diseases. Have you ever noticed that? All inflammatory diseases are chronic diseases. All chronic diseases are of an inflammatory basis. It's all about defense and it's all about sensitization. Before we went to break, we're talking about the fats. EFAs are critical for all inflammatory conditions, especially on the skin. And then anti-inflammatory vitamins. Vitamin E is probably vitamin E, vitamin C, and vitamin D are your most important anti-inflammatory vitamins. They're all important, of course, but those probably stand out. And then niacin, vitamin B3, really stands out as an anti-inflammatory for the skin. In fact, niacin deficiency disease, pellagra, causes inflammation in the skin. It causes red skin, irritated skin, dermatitis in the skin. So there's lots of nutritional things you could do to strengthen the immune system so it's not sensitized. And, of course, the most important thing is to keep the enemy, if you will, from getting into the bloodstream, into the body. Clinical study finds eating within 10-hour window may help stave off diabetes. How do you like that? Researchers have found that a 10-hour time-restricted eating intervention resulted in weight loss, reduced abdominal fat, lower blood pressure. That means you only eat for 10 hours. Take 14 hours off a day. I say 16 hours. If you take 16 hours between meals, that will have a dramatically beneficial effect on all health challenges. I just did a moment of truth, by the way. If you want to sign up for our Moments of Truth, send an email to robin@truthtreatments.com. I'm still working on it, getting an email set up for that. An email set up for the Moments of Truth. But anyway, if you're interested, I do them every day. They're 60 to 90 seconds long, and they're they're all different sort of health topics. Today I did one on calorie restriction for Alzheimer's disease. If you could keep your eating to an 8-hour window, this article from the Salk Institute says a 10-hour window. I say an 8-hour window, say 8 to 10-hour window. You will not only improve the symptoms of metabolic syndrome, such as lower blood pressure and reduced cholesterol and weight loss and reduce a belly fat. That's also important. And also reduce skin problems like eczema. But you'll also improve your mental health and your brain health. Just simply restricting your calories has a positive effect on brain health for folks who are dealing with Alzheimer's. Calorie restriction remains one of the easiest, cheapest, simplest non-medical strategies you could use for good health. According to this study, it will also help you with your diabetes and your heart disease. Try to eat within an 8-hour window. Take 16 hours off between meals. Breakfast is the most important meal to skip. Skip breakfast. I know that's blasphemy to say something like that, but if you skip breakfast, if say you stop eating at 6 o'clock, say, and you don't eat till noon, you skip breakfast. All that time is going to be spent burning fat, generating ketones, and you'll find that if you have symptoms, if you're symptomatic, whether it's metabolic syndrome or skin problems or mental or brain health problems, all of that will improve as well. Try to eat in an 8 to 10 hour window. Watch what happens. You don't even necessarily have to restrict your calories because you're going to be full in that 8 to 10 hour window. You'll experience a sense of fullness. And then if you commit to not eating the other 16 or 14 to 16 hours, that is an awesome way to still be satisfied and full and restrict your calories or limit your calories or reduce your calories at the same time. I'm going to do one more and then we'll get your calls, 844-236-6010. What is sodium lauryl sulfate and is it safe to use? This is from The Conversation. Your toothpaste and shampoo and body wash all probably contain sodium lauryl sulfate, but if you ever Google sodium lauryl sulfate, you're going to see that it's the main culprit scapegoat for people who have irritated skin. It's found in all kinds of topical products, and there's a lot of bad press about sodium lauryl sulfate. And it's probably true. If you use a lot of sodium lauryl sulfate, your skin is going to be much more prone towards irritation and dryness because sodium lauryl sulfate is a detergent. It's just like your laundry detergent. If you put your laundry detergent on your arms and leave it on, you're going to get irritated too. If you wash your face with your laundry detergent, you're going to get irritated too because laundry detergent is detergent. And a detergent also known as a surfactant, is something that disturbs oil and water. It disrupts oil and water balance. And all detergents, all surfactants can be problematic. They're not all problematic, but they can be problematic. That's why you want to use very, very mild surfactants for cleaning your skin and your hair, for that matter. I always use a surfactant in my products when I'm formulating true skin health products that utilize taurine, the amino acid taurine, which is very important for skin cell health. And it doesn't act, it's not a harsh detergent. It's a very mild, skin softening, amino acid delivering cleansing agent. Sodium lauryl sulfate is definitely a problem, but most detergents are going to be a problem. It's not like sodium lauryl sulfate is the end all and be all for irritancy and sensitivity when it comes to washing your skin. Not bad stuff, but not great stuff either. It's actually pretty darn natural. Sodium lauryl sulfate, three elements. Sodium, right off the periodic table. Lauryl is a fat that's derived from various botanicals like coconut oil. And then sulfate is just sulfur and oxygen. Nonetheless, on the skin, it can have an irritating and sensitizing effect. Personally, I don't recommend anybody use sodium lauryl sulfate, but personally, I don't recommend you use a lot of detergents on your skin anyway. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number, and we have lots of lines open. Let's see. Let's go try and get Shauna in before the end of our break. What's going on, Shauna?
Hey, good morning, Ben. Question.
Yes.
I have two questions, but making homemade soap, they say with that, the lye and the water that it makes the glycerin and that's good for your skin, right?
No, glycerin, I don't know why people, glycerin's okay, it's not great for you. Glycerin's in your skin, it's not as bad as a soap, that's true. And you do release glycerin. Glycerin is part of the soap making process, I'm not sure how it gets involved. Glycerin's found in fats, and when you take the fats and you saponify the fats, you release the glycerin, I believe is how it's done. Saponification is when you take a fat and you add something, an alkaline to it, like lye, for example, as you say, and it releases certain substances and it creates something that has a soapy effect. Glycerin is involved in the process, but I'm not sure if there's going to be any glycerin left after you've done the process.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi there. That line's open, by the way, 844-236-6010. Yeah, so soap, when you make soap, you just basically add acid, or I'm sorry, alkaline, not acid, alkaline, lye to some kind of fat, and that's called saponification or soap making, technically saponification, and then glycerin comes out of it. Is that what you were referring to?
Yeah, okay. I'm just starting to do that, so I'm studying. Okay. My question, though, is I have a little 18-month-old that I just started watching when he walked in here. His nose was just bright red. I was like, whoa, did he just fog? He says, no, it's just like that.
That's a food condition. Yeah, that's a food condition, definitely. Yeah, the tip of the nose, I mean, the tip of the nose is the nose itself is probably the most extreme part of the body in the sense that it's pointing out the most, right? The lips also, but the tip of the nose tends to be, there's a lot of lymphatic vessels there, and also it does tend to demonstrate allergic reactions pretty readily. In fact, if you really start to become toxic, it can stay permanently red, like W.C. Fields, that kind of thing. You know, the cherry nose, that's a sign of major toxicity. It's not unusual for that to be an allergic reaction. It's not unusual for kids to have allergic reactions and irritants, intolerances. Food is the thing. That's what I'd be focusing on. Yeah, are you babysitting? What are you doing, babysitting or?
Yeah, I just started. Yeah.
Okay, so do you know the kid at all?
No, that's why I was like, whoa.
All right, so what you want to do, the mom doesn't, or the dad doesn't know this, you want to talk to them about the whole digestive thing.
Okay.
You know, think about it. If you're out there in Idaho, right, and I don't want to pick on Idaho. I love Idaho, but there's a lot of people who don't understand health necessarily, right? Right? It's like a hotbed of the medical model is Idaho and Montana those areas, Wyoming. You know, you don't have a lot of alternative.
Oh, that makes me feel better. Because I was like, no one will listen to me. Everything sounds crazy.
No, it's just that way. It's getting better, though. And I hear Boise is like a really hot place to be now. People are moving to Boise. So the Californians are moving to Boise, for better or worse. For better because they're bringing a lot more understanding about how the body works. For worse because Boise is not a cute little sleepy town anymore. But anyway, you might want to explain to her about the link between the digestive system and the skin, in particular the nose. Mm-hmm. You may not know that. Now, why is that important? Not important just for the nose. This is what we've been talking about today and in the past few days. Is this is a baby who's running high risk for asthma. This is a baby who's running high risk for ear infections. This is a baby who's running a high risk of nutritional deficiencies. This is a baby who very likely has digestive health issues. You see what I'm saying? If you just think it's the nose, or if she just thinks it's the nose, then, you know, part of it is like, okay, it's not that big a deal. It's just the nose. Part of it is, what can I do? How can I control this thing anyway? So if you explain to her about this whole thing we've been talking about here, how the skin is part of the rest of the body, there's a digestive system linked to the skin, and the whole thing involves the inflammatory and defense system and comorbidities, right, all that stuff, that's an important message that a mom's going to want to hear. You know, probiotics, nightly essence for sure. Probiotics. How old's the baby, did you say?
18 months, a year and a half.
Yeah, that's a little young. I mean, you probably, it wouldn't hurt them. I don't know how you give them a capsule, but they can give them liquid probiotics. They have liquid probiotics for babies. Absolutely. Eliminate problem foods. That's another thing I would do. And, you know, the digestive, babies have poorly developed digestive systems when they're born. So they're very, very sensitive. They're very predisposed to break down at that area if they haven't been breastfed, or they haven't been breastfed long enough, or they're breastfed from moms who are not nutritionally competent themselves, or from moms who are passing digestive allergens on to the baby, you know, or if the baby's cesarean, or if the mom was unhealthy when she was growing the baby or developing the baby in utero. Well, there's all kinds of reasons why babies are going to be susceptible to an immature digestive system. On top of everything else, the human baby is born with a premature digestive system, and breast milk secretions from the birth canal are supposed to strengthen that digestive system. A lot has to go right for a baby to not have a digestive health issue. You know what I'm saying?
But
I mean, we're predisposed that way. Yes, that's the first point on the triangle of disease, and this is a baby who is going to be a classic poster child of the triangle if it's not controlled right away. He's already beginning to manifest the breakdown at the digestive system level. Next is blood sugar. And then after that is cortisol, and you're off to the races.
Cortisol. Go ahead. Okay, so I learned in my foot zoning that the redness on the nose is heart, too, that your nose is kind of an indication of the heart. But I'm just wondering, in my...
I would say the circulatory system. I don't know about the heart specifically. Yeah, the heart is involved. But, you know, when you say the nose and the heart, is that's kind of sounds airy-fairy a little bit. But if you say the nose and the circulatory system, that's a little bit more technically accurate because it's in the blood. It's probably the heart is involved, but it's in the blood is where the issue is. Yes.
I he's not a real good eater, but if I just start giving him minerals in the water... That should help, right? And then I just need to talk to her about keeping a journal.
I'm sorry, what did you say about the water?
Can I put those plant-derived minerals in it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, but don't, you know, tell her what you're doing. But, of course you can do that. That's not a problem. And then definitely talk to her about the whole digestive connection. And most importantly, you want her to respect the health issue that the baby has, not cosmetic. It's not superficial.
Right.
Right? It's not cosmetic or superficial. Yeah. It's an internal condition that on the one hand can be addressed, and you take care of the nose and you take care of the internal condition. And on the other hand, if you don't, the baby is going to be predisposed. Yes, the baby will be predisposed to comorbidities, to other health challenges. And that's what that's really what you want to, you know, you want to prevent.
And real quickly, you were saying that the 16-hour fasting, to not eat. What about nursing moms? What would you suggest for
nursing
them?
Moms are a little bit different. Athletes are a little bit different. People who have, increased caloric needs or burning calories. You're not starving when you're going through this 18-hour. The idea is not to become malnourished or become starved. The idea is to let your body burn fat. You know, to let your body mobilize its fat-burning chemistry under conditions of calorie restriction, that happens. But you got to make sure you're nutriated. So it's not that going to be that much different for nursing moms, but she is going to be burning through calories much faster than ordinary folks. So maybe 10 hours, something like that. But she's still, that period is still a period of no calories in the body is really very helpful. Just because it gives the digestive system a break. Forget ketogenesis. Forget generating ketones and burning fat. You're just giving the digestive system a break. So it's not constantly being mobilized. You know, they don't say anymore, but they used to say how you're supposed to eat all day long, graze. Have you ever heard that nutritional advice? Very bad nutritional advice. They don't say anymore, but they used to say it.
Some still do.
What's that?
Some people still do. I love the way Dr. Conaway says that you have to, at least for that 4 hours, is when the dump truck starts taking things out. So you've got to have at least that 4 hours before it mobilizes the dump truck to move.
Say that one more time? I didn't quite understand it.
Dr. Conaway says if you eat nothing for 4 hours, then the body kicks in to taking out the toxins. But if you start eating, it makes that
yes. Yeah, it's interesting. There is there's a biochemical process that you're starting to hear a little bit about, but you're going to hear a lot about in the coming years called autophagy. Have you heard that term, autophagy? That's where the body cleans itself out. Autophagy is like a self-cleaning dishwasher. The autophagy machinery is like a self-cleaning dishwasher. The body cleans itself out, but it won't do it if you're constantly inputting calories. It won't go into this clean. I think this might be what Joanne's talking about. It won't go into this cleansing process if you're constantly inputting calories. That's absolutely correct. Giving the digestive system a break turns on the self-cleaning dishwasher function, the autophagy, autophagy, and we're now starting to understand more and more and more about autophagy. It's one of the ways the body purifies itself, getting rid of old cells, dysfunctional cells, toxins in the body. This autophagic response is very important to mobilize if you're having if your immune system is sensitized. Just another reason why calorie restriction is so beneficial. And check out our Facebook page. The Moment of Truth I did this morning is on our Facebook page. And love to have you in our Brightside with Pharmacist Ben Facebook page, too. And you'll have access to all our Moments of Truth.
Okay, yes. So go to Facebook.
Thanks. Just look up the Brightside with Pharmacist Ben on Facebook.
Okay.
All right. Hey, that's it, Sean. I got to go. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it very much. And thank you to all my Brightside listeners. Please check out our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com for the longevity products, truthtreatments.com for our Truth Skin Health products, and our Facebook page, the Brightside with Pharmacist Ben. And we've got lots of good posts up there and videos, etc., on all our websites, because we're dedicated to helping you get better or helping you stay healthy if you are already so. All right, that's it. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. Talk to you later.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Fred.